never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
So who shall we ask? Where do we start fixing the Proteus? Embarrassing. Huh, Jomo?
Well, I think we need to look to the future.
I need to. And where shall we look to, would you suggest?
Well, look, the breakfast team already has the 10-year-olds and 7-year-olds in the morning, so we thought we'd go a bit older and ask, high school kids.
All right. So here from my right, from Cornwall Hill College, last year was the captain of the first cricket team. He's currently helping out with coaching the junior teams there at Cornwall.
Nice.
Chiamo. Nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you, too.
What's wrong with the Proteus? What is the problem? Where do we start?
Oh, that's a difficult one, eh?
Come on, man. You had like the whole day to think about it. Come on. You were captain and everything. Come on.
I'm not taking anything away that they're a very excellent team.
I mean, they used to be.
Well, I mean, they've got some quite good few players. I just think we went wrong with the selection process. In terms of the team taking to the World Cup. I'm not going to name names, but...
Come on, I think,
I think some few players shouldn't have gone to the World Cup.
And their name starting with a...
You could say that.
I'm putting them on the spot. Yeah. I mean, it's their heroes, you know.
Okay. Right?
Do you have posters against your wall of these guys?
To.
Tore them off, tore them down.
As you get older.
Now, I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to let you off the hook so easy. Next to you is Jordan from the Worst Call of Article. Hello, Jordan.
Hello.
Goeienaand.
Goeienaand.
And he's the current captain, eh? The eerste span.
Yeah.
So, luister. Nou, jylle ouwens, die eerste span van Waterkloof doen nogal baie goed, ne? Hoe dit gaan met die skole T20 hierdie jaar?
Ons het derde in die land geëindig. Ons het slechte oomlik in een wedstrijd verloor, wat ons nie moes verloor het nie.
Ja.
Maar dit het ons kans van die finaal laat kos, maar ons het nog ons goed gedroom terug te kom om derde te eindig.
So, jy maak nou vir die Titans, of wat is die plan van die jaar?
Yes, ek gaan net probeer kyk hoe ver kan ek kom met Tix en ter die ranks gaan en dan gaan ek kyk hoe ver kan ek kom. Het is nie ranks hier in Pretoria. Okay.
So dink so lang wil jou antwoord, ek gaan weer terug gaan na Tjama. How did Cornwall do this year in the T20?
I'm not quite sure yet.
Where's the current captain? Is he here?
Jordan Neal, he is.
Yeah. Also a Jordan?
Also a Jordan, yes.
Why do we have a Jordan currently in the Proteus? Just for interest sake.
Because we're not a winning team at the moment, so
they need some Jordan in there. Jordan. What's fout daar? So say everyone.
Ja, ek dink dit ook begin by team selection. Ek dink ons moes liever mense kies op vorm as ervaring en mense wat aan World Cups nog moet speel en wat hulle kans gegeet vir bijvoorbeeld volgende World Cup. Ek denk het sou beter gewees het as ons youngsters gevat het, wat bieke meer op vorm is as mense wat bieke meer ervaring het.
Denk jy AB de Villiers kon ons red?
Ek denk het sou een goeie rol gespeel het, maar ek kan niet wendig sê hy sou ons gered het nie.
Tja, man. You think he would have saved us, AB de Villiers?
I think so.
He would have saved us?
I think he definitely would have saved us.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, he has been one of our top run scorers. So, and we've lacked mainly in the middle order, that's where you would fit in perfectly.
Jordan. Nou wat nou, waarom toe gaan ons van die af? Wat moet ons doen? Ons is slaar raak van die coach.
Ek denk net, so back to basics mag gaan, net probeer team selection recht kry en met een nieuwe span probeer of ander type span.
Maar is dit nou nie embarrassing nou die is dan nie? Want allemaal is nou soos, jy speel ook cricket, soos die Proteas, nee. Is dit nie, is dit embarrassing nou vir ons wat soos, one day I want to be a Protea? Is dit nie? Is dit embarrassing vir ons? Ek voel embarrassed.
Ek denk dit is volgens een groot eer. Mense verstaan die harde werk wat hulle insit om daar uit te kom nie.
Ja.
So ek denk, nog steeds een trots dat nogal so hoog geëer moet word, maar dit is nogal sleg as jy dink aan hoe sleg die Proteas doen op die oomblik.
See, now, you teach, you're coaching the junior teams now. You need to give, like, inspire them. Because, yes. Like, one day you'll be a what? What now? What is the motivational talk here? How do you inspire them with what? IPL.
I think.
Play for India one day.
That's where the money is.
With my coaching at Cornwall, it's easier with our first team now doing well. So I inspire them to look towards them, okay? To look to play one day, to play there.
Yeah.
Because right now.
In India. Right now, what?
Because right now it's...
It's a mess.
I can't really use the brooch as an example.
Yeah, we can't. Listen, is your current captain more outspoken? I need someone to, like, nail the Proteas tonight. Who's your current captain? The other Jordan. We have two Jordans.
We have two Jordans.
Yeah. Oh, where is he?
I think he will challenge you.
Yeah, okay, well, there we go.
But the thing is, if you're at Cornwall, I mean, you've always got your parents to fall back on anyway. So, I mean, you don't need the inspiration of becoming a Protea.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. He's jealous.
Old and bitter.
He's jealous.
In Midrand on the N1 North, a stationary vehicle. That is before the new road exit. Malibongo Drive West, a stationary vehicle there as well. It is near President Fashia Drive. On the N3 South in Germiston, an accident is after the Van Buren Road exit. Kempton Park on the R24 East, there's a stationary vehicle. It's near the R21 Airport Interchange. The M1 North, a stationary vehicle there, that's near Woodmead Drive. In Four Ways on the N1 South, a stationary vehicle. It's near William Nicol Drive. And then Houghton Estate on the M1 South, a stationary bus there. It is before Den Hove Road exit. More traffic in 10 minutes.
Chama, go get me the other Jordan, will you? Yeah. A clash of the Jordans coming up. Different schools, both first team captains.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. Weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m.